This is Clearly Christian with Dr. Cy Smith, bringing light and giving voice to our country's single greatest hope while moving the culture to God's design. Our mission, to increase the census of those who live and influence society from a biblical worldview. The time for Clearly Christian is now. Here is your host, Dr. Cy Smith.
Today's extra credit version of the Clearly Christian podcast are excerpts from my interview with Scott Barron, the Chief Reinvention Officer of School Growth at schoolgrowth.com. It's a great conversation. I know you're going to enjoy these chalkboard points. If you'd like to hear the full episode, just go to clearlychristian.com and look for Scott's picture, and then you can find the full episode there. So let's go ahead and dive into those chalkboard points at this time. Chalkboard point number one. Excellent schools understand that success, both individually and organizationally, depends on the quality and the qualities of your teachers or your faculty, as we say in education. This is extremely important for educational leaders to understand and make sure they keep in mind, because we have a major crisis in this country, and that's filling these teacher vacancies. Citing reasons such as pay, the pandemic, parents, and politics, Generations Y and Z are just not filling those vacancies that are now left behind by Generations X and the baby boomers. The best way to love and lead educators today, according to our guest Scott Barron, is by making genuine progress through small wins that will eventually lead to breakthrough results. School leaders have to focus on what we can control, and that's the curriculum and the culture and the faculty. When we pour our energy into these areas, then we can really move the needle in terms of teacher quality and what students are actually learning. The product of your school isn't the students, writes Scott Barron, or says Scott Barron. It's the faculty and the experience that we create every day in our schools. There's too many variables outside of our control as leaders and even teachers' control as well that impact those student outcomes. So therefore, you have to go after the variables that you can control, again, like curriculum, culture, and the faculty. These are things that are going to lead to true student success and great success in our schools. Chalkboard point number two, K-12 schools are some of the most complex organizations in our economy. Because there's so many variables impacting student success and the culture, excellent schools require a team of professionals that are relentlessly devoted to the mission and profoundly trust each other. It's a great comment there. It's a fragile network of relationships in schools that requires a strong capacity for love, grace, and forgiveness, writes Scott Barron, and he mentions this on the podcast as well. This is why we have so many good schools today, but not necessarily great schools. It's much easier to lead a good school than a great school because great schools require a lot of risk and hard decisions. They require a good deal of self-evaluation and self-assessment to really inspect what's going on and then have the courage to actually do something about what you might discover in that process. Scott Barron writes this, whenever we encounter an authentically excellent school, we know that courageous leadership team was behind it and once became united. Courageous leaders know how to stay focused on what's most important to grow the school, and they constantly are looking for ways to deliver on their promises, and they're, again, devoted to that mission there. So it's this kind of long-term commitment combined with uncompromising discipline that really moves a good school to a great school. Thank you for joining me today on the Clearly Christian podcast. And I trust that now you know more about what it means to be a teacher and what it means to effectively lead educators in this particular culture and even moving forward, because we do face a serious issue in our country when it comes to finding and keeping good quality teachers. So again, if you'd like to follow along and subscribe, we certainly would appreciate that, and leave a review. Help us spread the word. That'll certainly continue to advance our cause here at clearlychristianeducation.com, and obviously, more importantly, the cause of Christ and certainly Christian education worldwide. So thank you, and appreciate you doing this. Remember, as I always say, the only way we're going to turn things around in this country is by simply increasing the number of people who live and operate with a biblical worldview. And the single greatest way that we have to achieve that is by giving this next generation a Christian education at Christian schools or in their homes and churches. So again, that's certainly the key. So thank you again for joining us today. On behalf of Scott Barron and School Growth and all of us at Clearly Christian, again, we just appreciate you being a part of our podcast today. I'm Dr. Cy Smith. Thank you again.
Thank you for listening to the Clearly Christian Podcast with Dr. Cy Smith. Hear more episodes at clearlychristianeducation.com. If you'd like more information about Christian education in your neighborhood, or if you're interested in education opportunities at Mansfield Christian School, or if you agree with Dr. Smith and want to help him in his mission to influence and awaken Christian America, you can send Dr. Smith an email through the clearlychristianeducation.com website. Message him on the Clearly Christian LinkedIn or Facebook page, or call the Clearly Christian Connect line at 419-756-5651. This has been the Clearly Christian Podcast with Dr. Cy Smith on clearlychristianeducation.com, brought to you in conjunction with Mansfield Christian School, a Bryan Media production.